we thought 150 was chaseable. Probably not the pitch we asked for again, which is a bit disappointing. We wanted something a bit flatter than that. Jason Roy played well, got off to a flyer, and we dragged them back really well. And then I think we, you know, as a batting unit, we thought that we could have chased that down. And yeah, again, we've come up a bit short. The last two games, we played really good cricket coming into this, and we gave ourselves a chance. And it's a bit disappointing end, obviously. And you always can look back and think, you know, what games could we have won, etc. But the reality of it, you know, we just weren't good enough for large parts in this competition, and found ourselves short. We'll have to have a think, you know, going forward of how we go about things and how we approach next year. But that's a long way off, and you know, so the immediate thought is that we're disappointed, but you know, we've got a lot to play for in terms of championship cricket coming up.
It felt like you had the balance of the side, you were getting the balance of your side, I'd like to say, right, but it was getting better and better towards the end of the series. Well, kind of Haggett coming in, Adam Milne obviously coming back as well.
Yeah, I mean, Hag's been brilliant. You know, his performance last night was obviously a huge standout. And Adam Milne adds that X factor, which we've been after. You know, he's been taking key wickets at crucial times. You know, but Hag's has been a bit of a find in this competition. He's been brilliant. You know, Imi would have learnt a hell of a lot as well from this competition. And we all would have. You know, Joe Denny's had a magnificent competition. He's been probably the standout batsman in the South group, I'd say, but and he's showing just what a good player he is at the moment, and hopefully he can take that into the Red Bull.
What do you think the difference was between qualifying and not qualifying? Because I mean, this group has been so close. There were seven counties still involved in it on the final evening.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think our home record's been really poor. I think we won one out of five or something here, maybe six, I don't know, I can't remember. But, I mean, that's what's cost us, really, coming here and not having home advantage, you know, almost wanting to go and play away. And as I said, we're not getting the pitches which we're asking for, which is the disappointing thing. And, you know, sort of feeding into the opposition hands. We sort of go away and we play on good wickets, and it seems to suit our batters really well. Here it doesn't, and we sort of... limping towards 150, 160 consistently, and we never really got off the flyers, etc. like that. So we'll have to sort of have a chat with Si, and hopefully we can juice a few better wickets going forward.
Because your top seven that you've got are massive hitters, to explain it to our listeners, and obviously you have quick bowlers as well who want to fire the ball through quickly, and these pitches are low, slow, a bit sticky, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, I'm not a groundsman, but I'm not sure the surface out there sort of allows Simon to do much with it. So we're going to have to really have a think. I mean, we tried to play a lot more in the middle of the square, because that's where we thought was our best pitches. It doesn't quite happen like that. It might have been a lot of rain around, etc., which is he's not quite got the right preparation in. But, you know, just a little bit disappointing to not have the wicket we'd asked for coming into this game.
I said it was very close at the end of this qualification period with all, you know, I mean, if you won today, you would have been in the quarterfinals of the competition. I mean, the balance of the side looked really good at the start of this as well. You must have had pretty high hopes when you started.
Yeah, I think, before the competition, we would have thought that, you know, the quarterfinals was a very realistic goal, and we'd be disappointed if we didn't get there. And absolutely, we are disappointed right now, because we don't feel that we've lived up to the potential of our team. Yes, there are a lot of good teams around. You know, people have recruited really well, a lot of coal packs, etc. And there's a lot of good players. You know, you just look at the Surrey side. They've got, you know, Aaron Finch and Omriks and people like that come into the side. So there are a lot of good teams around, but we still felt that we should have qualified from this group. And look, we came down to the last game, and look, I think the batters would be disappointed to not have got us over the line tonight.
And you go away now, obviously, you get a little bit of a time to sit and think about the county championship. You go on to that now, and I suppose, I mean, obviously your whole focus is on that now. I mean, what are your feelings immediately? Do you think promotion's still on? Do you think it might almost be better to be out of the competition so you can focus on it?
I don't think it's better to be out of the competition, but absolutely promotion's on, and we'll like to think we'll take our early season form into it. And I think we've played all the sort of the sides which are at the top, so it gives us a really good shot of going through. Or going promoted, shall I say. But as I said, we just have to get the pitches right here and get what we want. But no, we're absolutely in the hunt to get promoted.